President-elect Donald Trump has promised to deport approximately 2 to 3 million undocumented immigrants who have criminal records. That worries Hispanic communities across the country, but that concern isn't new in Oklahoma. As KGOU's Jacob McClelland reports, a 2007 law to crack down on undocumented residents has been difficult to enforce.
Customers can smell the bread before they enter Ramiro Padilla's Mexican Bakery and Restaurant along Southwest 29th Street in largely Hispanic South Oklahoma City. Padilla has lived here for 18 years. When House Bill 1804 became law in 2007, he says the Hispanic community panicked. In his neighborhood, the streets were empty.
I think the best description at that time is like right after a tornado pass, even on Saturdays and Sundays, that's when our people chopped and they were empty.
At the time, Oklahoma's immigration law was among the strictest in the nation, and members of Padilla's community feared deportation or being singled out by police.
I know for a fact a lot of our customers moved to another state.
Two parts of the law were eventually struck down, including a provision that required individuals to check the immigration status of independent contractors. Courts also invalidated a provision that would have forbidden employers from laying off legal workers if undocumented workers were still on the payroll. Other parts are still in place. Contractors who work for state entities must be enrolled in E-Verify, the online system to check an employee's eligibility. It's also a felony for anyone to harbor, transport, or keep an undocumented person in Oklahoma.
That really was the part that was very troubling for many people.
Amir Farazona is an immigration lawyer and adjunct professor at Oklahoma City University. When the law passed, he received lots of calls from landlords. They were worried they could be charged with a felony if tenants were in the country illegally.
And you see, that's really the problem that we're facing. When a law comes about that puts the policing power in the hands of individuals, let's say a landlord, then those tenants are going to suffer because the landlord wants to now come and check whether or not they're legal or not.
Farazona says, as far as he knows, no landlord in Oklahoma City has ever been charged for violating this section of HB 1804. In fact, he isn't aware of it ever being used.
I mean, you can have a law that is really unreasonable, and then you're going to have a hard time enforcing it. That's what it is.
Oklahoma City Police Chief Bill City can't remember anybody within his jurisdiction who has been arrested for transporting, harboring, or keeping an undocumented immigrant.
If they feel like they have somebody or they have evidence that somebody's here undocumented, then we give them the authority to contact ICE and see if ICE wants to come out and actually work that case.
ICE stands for U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Oklahoma City police do not have authorization to enforce federal immigration laws. City's officers only ask about immigration status under certain circumstances. For example, officers never ask victims whether or not they're here legally.
You have a victim in a domestic violence, or you have a victim in a rape, or you have anything like that. You don't want somebody to be afraid to call because they're afraid we're going to ask them that question.
But HB 1804 created that exact scenario. In 2007, people in South Oklahoma City didn't call the police for help. They didn't report crimes.
There were a lot of crimes where people just didn't call. Had an uptick in robberies and things like that in the Hispanic community that were taking advantage of the fact that Hispanics were afraid.
Ramiro Padilla was among those who didn't call the cops. Thieves broke into his bakery 3 times. He never reported it. He says the law hurt his young business.
I remember families moving out, and after that settled down, a lot of families were coming back.
And eventually, business improved. Today, few people talk about House Bill 1804, nearly a decade after it became law. Oklahoma City police have tried to become more engaged in the community, with more Spanish-speaking officers. Padilla says residents have noticed, and it's changed the atmosphere for the better. For KGOU, I'm Jacob McClelland.
And you can find this story on our website, kgou.org. You can also follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter at KGOU News. And you can follow the reporter who covered the story as well. Our news director tweets at Jacob McClelland.